This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let the taunting begin. It's 1 second 90s on WBEE. It's B-Morning Coffee Club.
Well, last week was a tie. Yeah. So I don't know how much trash talking we can do when it's an equal playing ground.
Not counting the tie. It's Hope 2, TJ 1.
But yeah. Who's counting? You know.
Yeah.
1 second 90s. We're going to play 1 second clips of songs. You have to guess what it is. So there's bragging rights on the line, ladies. Yeah. We're going to change up the rules a little bit. Instead of having you each do a round, we're going to do it together. And we'll start with TJ.
We're going to play it kind of like the Family Feud, where I'm going to have my chance.
Yes.
And then Hope will have an opportunity to steal.
Yep.
And vice versa.
All right. Somebody over there has to keep score because I...
All right. I got it.
I have too many buttons to push.
So because I'm the loser, I go first. Let's do this.
Let's go, losers. All right. You ready?
Yes.
1 second.
One more time. She knows it.
I think this is 1993. Not that I'm...
Would you say Nothing at All? Is that the name of the song? Or am I just singing a lyric? Okay, go ahead.
I want to say I Can Love You Like That, but I guessed that last week too, and it was wrong.
John Michael Montgomery, I Love the Way That You Love Me. See, you both were in the right neighborhood.
A lot of country songs sound the same at the beginning. That's what I'm realizing.
I like the feel of your name on my lips.
All right.
Okay.
Who sings that? John Michael Montgomery. Let him
Let's
sing
keep it.
It
that way.
All right. Hope. So none of you get a point on that.
Nope.
No points. Zero.
Oh. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to drive myself nuts. I know it. What is it? Play one more time.
I love listening to you work your way through the songs.
Oh, da, 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 da. She don't know she's beautiful.
Oh!
Boom!
Wow. She eventually sang through it.
She got
I was
to
over
it.
Here doing the same thing going. Da, 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 da. She don't know.
All okay. Right. It's Hope 1, TJ Nothing.
Toby Keith, what? Have you ever thought of running on New York Minute?
she's going to get there sooner or later.
New York Minute, the heart wasn't in it.
Come on! Come on!
Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Yes!
Thank you!
All right, we are tied up at one. I didn't think you were going to get there.
Well, let me get through a couple of verses.
Maybe you're going to get there by like Tuesday. All right. Hope, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
She's working her way through the song, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are people screaming at the radio right now. Don't say it, TJ, but do you know what it is?
I know who sings it.
Oh, boy.
One more time. It's going to drive me nuts. Okay. As soon as you say what it is, I'm going to go, oh, my God. You can steal it. I don't know.
All right. TJ, for the steal.
Is it Garth Brooks?
I'll give you that much. It's Garth Brooks.
Okay. Is it? Yeah, it's Garth Brooks. I can't think of the name of the song.
Put your text line away. People are going to be texting in answers. Yeah, we don't know that. Take your text line out.
Oh, my God. Which Garth Brooks song was it?
Okay, that was... Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up.
Comes Up.
Dang it.
All right.
All right, well...
What's our score?
1-1.
Oh, the tie. We could have another tie.
Well, that one counted.
That didn't count. Neither one of you got that right.
I said Garth Brooks.
That wasn't the question. You have to name the song.
You don't name the 90s song, ma'am.
I think I have 1.5.
That's not how this works.
He's picking up the rules. All right. Here we go for the tiebreaker.
Let's go. Oh, wait. It's Chattahoochee.
Yay! Yeah.
Wait, but was that the tiebreaker? Or was it...
That was number 5.
Oh. Okay, well.
That's number 5. So you... 2-1. So you won this round today.
Yes.
Oh, TJ.
By 0.5.
It would be 2-1.5. Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie.
She's going to be insufferable.
On the Georgia asphalt.
More so than normal.
Oh, no.
Down by the river on a Friday.
At what point does the free ride end? The B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, I'm Billy Kidd. Hope. I was talking to a lady yesterday, and we were discussing our adult children. And my son's going to be 21 soon. She's got a 22-year-old.
I have one that's going to be 21.
At what point do you say, hey, son, you know, our genie's a little expensive this month. Could you help me out with that? Hey, son, you should pay for your own phone. Mm. Hey. So I, at this point, like, we ask him to help pay for car insurance.
Right.
But we're not charging him rent. We don't charge him for grocery. None of that stuff. Is there a point where if your kid is in your house, I mean, is there an age that you should say, okay, let's be responsible and let's split the bills because now we're roommates?
One of my boyfriends in high school, as soon as he turned 18, it was, you're contributing to the electric. You're paying for all of your own food. You're everything possible. Charge under the sun. He bought a mini fridge to put in his room because he had to buy all his own food, and it got unplugged because he wasn't contributing enough to the electric.
Wow.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
It was harsh.
At 18?
I was like calling my parents like, thank you so much for loving me and helping me and supporting me. And...
Is it not? But you see that as not being loving, whereas they probably see it as, yeah, it's tough love, but it's love. I don't want you to, you know, not know how the world works.
Right.
At 18, though, 18, when you're still in school.
I know,
like,
a lot of parents.
Paying for your own school.
Yeah. I know some parents will charge rent and keep it. And then when it's time for junior to actually move out, they give part of that money back or all of it. It's like, hey, I was trying to teach you responsibility. Here's a nice down payment for your house.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I have all the kids on my phone plan and they all pay their own.
Yeah.
Well, except for the boy. The 13-year-old.
The conversation.
He's not of working age yet, but as soon as he gets of working age, give me your cell phone money.
But this lady's son he's an adult and he has a job in the trades and makes really good money.
Okay.
Really good money. And she's like, yeah, we're kind of scrimping and saving and da da da. I'm like, well, ask that boy to start contributing to the household.
He should want to. Like, don't you think?
I would think most kids probably would say, if I'm 24 and still living at home and I got a great job.
And I see my parents are struggling.
Yeah.
And I got money sitting in the bank.
Ma, I got this. Here's half your mortgage.
It'll feel great. You should give her a little bit. Not the whole mortgage or whatever, but throw her some money.
Throw her a bone.
Something.
There are some crazy breakup stories about there. It's the B Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. Did you guys see this about the guy taking the chicken? He took his girlfriend's chicken on the way out.
Her live chicken?
Yes. He took the pet chicken, her pet chicken, and allegedly screamed, I got Polly, before running away with it. I mean, if you really want to hurt a woman, taking her chicken on the way out. That's the way to do it.
Boy, yeah. That's a redneck breakup. Steve has a friend who had a redneck breakup, and I had never seen anything like this. He came in and he's telling us about how crazy his, you know, ex is. And he goes, just come outside and look at what she did. So we go outside and she had spray painted his hubcaps bright, like glow in the dark yellow.
Kept it to the hubcaps though.
The hubcaps. Well, she got some on the tire. And I was like, dang, dude, what'd you do?
Oh, not that she's crazy. What did you do to make her crazy?
That's a big commitment.
That is.
She had to go find your car. She had to spray it.
She had to go to the store and get some spray paint.
Buy the spray paint.
I mean, she could have slashed his tires. Like, yeah. She could have gotten a little bit more aggressive. At least it was still drivable. It was just yellow.
Looks stupid.
My first house, man, I'll never forget this night. I hear screaming and yelling coming from right across the street from me. People parked on the street. Mm-hmm. And I open the window. I open the blinds. And there's a car across the street from me that is just covered with all kinds of curse words in spray paint. Homewrecker, cheater. Those are the ones I could say on the radio. And then every other version of that you could imagine. And I guess they caught her in the act because it was his car that was getting spray painted. And it was chirp, chirp, chirp back and forth. And she yelled something at him that shut him up. And he went back inside and she kept spray painting.
And you're like at the window with a bowl of popcorn.
This
like,
was before this we all had great. Cell phones,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, man.